Yes, we have not talked about the Borgias. So, but the McLuhan says the electric environment favors the Catholic. And that seemed okay in the 50s with black and white TV and Cardinal
Stop. You can't say
Hellman.
It's a family show. You can't say that. You can't say color.
Yeah, it's a family show.
Bob, you can't say it's a family show. You can't say color. You got to say nigger.
Melanated TV. In the era of melanated
Okay, that's good. But just don't mess it up because that's offensive, and you know what I mean.
I know, that's in trouble. Sorry I said that. So by 1970, well past the black and white, the melanated and white TV era, McLuhan became despondent. The Catholics couldn't even hold it together. The Android meme and the tech body was coming, and McLuhan saw that.
And see, and King James didn't help any, see, when he financed his King James version of the Bible so that his daddy could get a divorce, and did get a divorce, go through all them wives and concubines.
Okay, so King James didn't have the vision of John the Revelator. He didn't see the disaster that he was bringing in with the Gutenberg.
That was after the fact.
Oh, yeah, long after. Okay, he accepted it. He accepted the fallen condition.
Yeah, I mean, John the Baptist and John from Patmos, the Revelator, were that it was way after King James. You agree?
Yeah, way after, going backwards. That's right. No, I'm just saying, did King James realize the downfall the printing press would create?
He didn't care. He was just trying to write a Bible that would set the Protestant faith that the stupid people could read the Bible. That's all it was.
So King James is the guy who caused stupidity killed. He wanted stupid people to read the Bible. And me, back in Rome, said, no way. Not in my world.
No way.
So we kicked the Jews out of Spain, and we just hunkered down with Anne in Spain for 500 years, knowing till the end. China, we withdrew from the world 500 years ago, Spain and China.
Well, let's see, the Domitians and the Florentine, the Florence and the Byzantine Empire bumped heads a few times, so
yes,
that did occur.
Yeah.
But, they understood they valued each other's valued positions. Okay, so now, hold on a second. Gene was having a nervous bust out about it.
Yeah, Gene's gone to typing on the chat line to get to us. She says, what was the relationship between the Borgias and the Medici? Were they enemies? Yes, they were. That's the point we're making. And I was an enemy of the Medici, and I signed with the Borgias.
Wait, and guess what? The Medicis are who put the Borgias as the Pope in the papacy in the first place, because it was supposed to be their left-hand man. He was supposed to be there.
Got a little complicated.
And once he got in there and got control of the bank and the per diem amount of money, he could change his holy fatherness or something.
They stole it from the Medicis once they got to the bank.
He moved the Vatican Bank away from the Medicis and cost them a fortune. But that's okay. That was just after Cosmo.
Did they both, are they still a factor fighting it out, say, in the 20th century? Not now, but they always were.
Oh, yes now. Oh, yes now. Now they're in trouble because there's no damn money. Now they run around getting caught in this molestation. Everything's molesting, so it's all changing. So they may take the Bible back to Latin and start doing the math so you don't know what the fuck they're saying. Nobody comes out here. Omina, Domi, Ama, Ania, Senos, Anoi, Amina, and then do the Latin, that little Latinus. But then the Latin, and they go taki-taki, and then they get some Cubans in there and some Puerto Ricans, and boy, we're going to get it. That Latin's going to get it kicking now. They're going to have chicken. They're going to be twerking. They'll be the Pope be up there twerking, trying to shake that money maker. Now, there you go. His holy father-in-law-ness. It's good.
My sister-in-law is pissed because in my little hometown of Iowa, the priest is speaking in Latin or doing sermons in Latin. and she is pissed.
They have to. They have to because they can't be trusted with it. They need to diddle what they diddle, and they don't want you. They're not subject to it. They're not subject to you. They give you the body of Christ. They give you the blood of Christ, and that's all you need. You need the money. The rich will give you alms to the poor. You know, so good. We got our candle wax took care of. We're good.